Hernandez, Hill, Padilla, Wyland, Yee.
Okay, we have a quorum. Members, I'm going to entertain a motion to move the consent calendar, item one, item two, moved by Senator Emerson. Any discussion? Secretary, please call the roll.
Price.
Aye.
Price, aye. Emerson. Emerson, aye. Block.
Aye.
Block, aye. Corbett.
Aye.
Corbett, aye. Galgiani. Hernandez.
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Hill. Padilla.
Aye.
Padilla, aye. Wyland. Yee. So we've got 6-0 right now.
Okay, 6-0. That is
on call.
On call.
We have item two.
Okay, item two, AB 404. Do we have Member Eggman? On the way.
Thank you. Oh, I forgot to go get your binder.
Oh, sorry.
Bill has the agenda thing for you, I think, there, if you want to look at it.
I see it. But we left it open for you. We left it open for you. No.
Is it over?
Is it over? Sit down. Have a seat.
Yeah, it's a good spoiler around here.
Morning, everybody. Afternoon, I guess. So this is a, joining me are people from the BBS. This bill clarifies who is eligible to apply for a retired license from the Board of Behavioral Sciences. Currently, there is some conflicting language in the Business and Professionals Code about who may apply for a retired license. A retired license is meant for a person in good standing, and this bill clarifies that a person with a suspended license is not eligible to apply for a retired license. A retired license is important for retirees who are living on a fixed income. They only have to pay a one-time fee of $40 instead of a biannual fee of $140. The bill also reduces the time during which the holder of a retired license as a marriage and family therapist, educational psychologist, clinical social worker, professional clinical counselor is permitted to restore the license from 5 to 3 years, which makes it consistent with everybody else. Reducing the time a retired practitioner has to convert their retired license to an active license is consistent with law dealing with expired licenses, and shortening the time a retired license may be converted to an active license also reduces the amount of time a practitioner goes without actually practicing. This bill passed out of the both houses out of the assembly, B&P, and off the floor, and I'd be happy to answer any questions and respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Okay, any witnesses in support?
Kim Madsen, Executive Officer for the Board of Behavioral Sciences. We'd like to extend our gratitude to Assemblymember Eggman for sponsoring this bill, or being the author of the bill, and we respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Any other testimony in support? Any testimony in opposition? Bill's been moved. Members, any discussion? Would you care to close?
I respectfully ask for your aye vote, and I'll promise to bring you more exciting things as we move forward.
All right. With that promise, call the roll.
Price.
Aye.
Price, aye. Emerson.
Aye.
Emerson, aye. Block.
Aye.
Block, aye. Corbett.
Aye.
Corbett, aye. Galgiani.
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. Hernandez.
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Hill.
Aye.
Hill, aye. Padilla.
Aye.
Padilla, aye. Wyland.
Aye.
Wyland, aye. Yee.
Aye.
Yee, aye. Passes out 10-0.
Okay, 10-zip, that's out.
Thank you all very much.
Okay, members, we're going to go back to the consent calendar.
the late member.
Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Wyland?
Aye.
Wyland, aye. Yee?
Aye.
Yee, aye. 10-0.
10-0.
Are you going to be around this afternoon? Yeah. Have you seen it?